We're continuing the shir in Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Zayin, Paragraph Chaf Beis. Rav Nosson Zal was in the middle of a discussion about Emunas Chachamim, faith in Tzadikim, based on chapter 61 in the first half of Likutei Moran, where one of the main things Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there is the fact that the rabbis are the ones who have given us Torah Shebal Peh, number one, even though we know even that originates from heaven, because it was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. The Torah Shebal Peh also was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. However, in some shape and form, we find that these are the statements of the rabbis, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, etc., which, again, it was Shechina Medaberes B'toich Groinam. Hashem spoke through these tzaddikim. But in terms of how we look at it, our connection to the rabbis, one of the main connections is through the Torah Shebal Peh, which is the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, and the millions of Sforim that have been written throughout the generations from the beginning of time. And Rabbeinu Zal says in that chapter in the Likutei Moran that there are many Sforim that have been written, and there are many more that are going to be written, and they're all necessary, because each and every single person needs something different. And each and every person, a person one year needs A and a second year needs B. Or one day can connect with a certain kind of sefer, and the next day he feels he needs something different. He needs a medrash, he needs a halacha, he needs a rishon, needs an, you know, different types of learning. So Rabbeinu Zal spoke about showing respect to all of these sforim, that's a critical piece of faith in tzaddikim. And one of the things Rav Nosson Zal mentioned earlier was the fact that in order for a person to show respect for Sforim, a person has to realize they don't know everything. If a person thinks they know everything, then big deal, another sefer, you know, big deal, he said this. If a person feels that they're extremely lacking in knowledge, that there's so much more to learn, that Hashem is infinite, the Torah is infinite, and every time they hear something, they're excited, that learning has a tremendous bracha to it. I mentioned this recently on a trip, I believe it was in Montreal, about the law, famous law, that regarding all beverages, wine, juice, liquor, person knows you drink it, you make a bracha. There's one beverage that's different, which is water, where the Mishnah says, if a person drinks water when they're thirsty, they make shehakol nir bedvaroi. They make a bracha. If they're not thirsty, if a person is not thirsty at all, they're drinking it to wet their lips or to rinse their mouth or to take medication, they don't make a bracha. And the Mefarshim explain that Torah is compared to water. There are many psukim that make the connection. And Torah also, in order for a person's Torah to have a bracha, the person has to be thirsty. If a person isn't thirsty, their Torah will not have a bracha to it. It won't be blessed. It won't have the effect that it's supposed to have. And this is an intro to what we're about to say. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki ikar shleimus hasforam akdoshim hu al yidei shemesimim atzmam ken yadea. The main perfection of the holy books is when a person makes himself like he doesn't know. Meaning, even for those people who are very knowledgeable, when they put all their knowledge aside, when they're opening a new sefer, and they're saying, I'm starting from scratch. I'm anxious, I'm curious to learn what this tzaddik says. Kemo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, Ein ha-Torah miskayemes ela b'mi shemesim atzmoy ken yedea, that the Torah will only have a permanent effect on a person who makes himself like he doesn't know. This goes back to what we said earlier about the difference between the sun and the moon, that the sun has a very fixed path. The moon doesn't know its path. Its path is it fluctuates, it differs much more. This is the essence of the secret of how the calendar works, the Jewish calendar, the lunar calendar. And it's through the study of Torah Shebal Peh, it's through the study of all of these extra books, these books that the rabbis wrote, that's what really completes the Torah Shebichsav, the written Torah. Shehu b'chinas chamo kanal, which is compared to the sun. We mentioned earlier that the written Torah is like the sun, the oral Torah is like the moon. Ikar HaTshuva. And this is also one of the most important elements of tshuva, of really repenting to Hashem. Ki Ikar HaTshuva al yedei shemevinim she'ein yoidim klal. Because for a person to succeed in tshuva requires the person realizing that they don't know anything. Because those people that think they know usually do not avail themselves to the advice of tzaddikim as to how to correct what they've done wrong in the past or how to start fresh. A person who feels he knows or she knows and they're established already in life, they're not looking to start over. They're not looking to start from scratch. A person who anyway feels they don't know much or they don't know anything, for such a person, it's not hard to start. It's not like I have to wipe out a lot that I have. I don't have anything. Rak mischaskim b'koyach hatzadikim sheyodu ma sheyodu v'isigu ma sheyisigu. But rather, the person strengthens himself and encourages himself with the help of the tzadikim who know what they know and have achieved what they've achieved. Ad shehigiu be'emes letachles ha'idia d'loy neida. Until they've gotten to the essence of knowledge, which is to know that they don't know. The great tzaddikim, they know that compared to Hashem's greatness, what they know is nothing. Loy kamoi harbe shenidmo lahem sheyoidim chochmois. Not like many people who think that they have a lot of knowledge. Va'omrim gamkein tachlis hayadiyah d'loy neida. And they also say that the peak of understanding is realizing that you don't know. But these people don't really realize that they don't know, they haven't begun to understand Hashem yet. Because it's only the very great tzaddikim, the very great rabbis, they're the ones who have really reached this realization that they don't know, that they don't know anything yet about Hashem. V'gam heim hisigu b'chol pam ha'tachlis hazeh d'loy neida yoser v'yoser. And even they have new realizations of this every day. In other words, the way they understood it yesterday is not the way they understand it. The way they realized how much they don't know yesterday is much different than today or a year later. They're always moving at high speed, you know, advancing incredibly in knowledge of Hashem and in getting closer to Hashem. And the more they learn and the more they get closer, the more they realize how vast it is and how little they know compared to what there is to really know. As you'll find several very special discussions on this topic in our writings. So that's regarding these great tzaddikim. Aval anachnu ein yoidim klal kipshutoim. Whereas us guys, when Rav Nosson Zal writes, when we say we don't know, we mean we don't know, period. Simple, no fancy tricks to it, you know, no fancy interpretations to it. We know very little about Yiddishkeit. We know very little about Hashem. Rak onu mechuyovim lekayim es kol devrei haTorah hazois. However, we're obligated to fulfill the words of this chapter on Likutei Moran that this halach is based on, ulahamin b'chachomim amitiyim uv'sifreim akdoshim, and to have faith in the true rabbis and their holy books, shehem mechazkim oisonu b'chol marira sagolus shel kol echad v'echad. They're the ones who give us encouragement throughout all the bitter exiles and struggles that each and every one of us goes through. And they give us the encouragement to realize sheyesh tikva tomid, that there's always hope. Ki chazdei Hashem lo yisamu v'lo yicholu rachma v'lo oilam, because Hashem's kindness is infinite and unending. V'hachasodim mischatshim b'chol yoyim, and Hashem's kindness renews itself every single day. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says at the end of Eicha, chadoshim labekorim rabo emunasecho. Referring to, again, this renewing of Hashem's kindness on a daily basis. V'yalkein Yisrael moinen lalavona. And it's for this reason that the Jews emphasize the moon. our calendar goes based on the moon, not like the non-Jews who go by the sun. Shehu hayoreach lo yoda mevoyoy. As we said before, that the Gemara makes this statement that the sun is much more of a fixed pattern, no change. The moon is constantly changing. Every day, smaller, larger, up, down, visible, invisible. Ki ikar tikkun hatshuva hu al yedei lo yoda kanal. Because the main success in tshuva is dependent on a person's ability to realize, I don't know. I don't know anything yet. Paragraph Chav Gimel. V'zeh shemavorch machodesh b'shabes lefonov. Now Rav Nosson Zal says we can understand why we say the Birchas HaChodesh, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. That there's a special connection between Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. Ki Shabbos kviya v'kaima. Because the holiness of Shabbos is something that's fixed. It never changes. It's always on the seventh day. V'chol kdushas Rosh Chodesh, sheboi tluyim kol amoyadim, shenimsel Yisrael l'chacham l'kadesh HaChodesh, lefi daitom kanal. And the whole specialness and holiness of Rosh Chodesh, upon which all of our holidays are based on, which was given over to the rabbis to determine when is Rosh Chodesh, based on their knowledge, kol ze mekablim rak mebechinas kedusha Shabbos, shekvi v'kaima. All of that is plugged into Shabbos, which is a fixed holiness. Shehu b'chinas Moshe, which symbolizes Moshe Rabbeinu, shehu klal haTorah shebichsav ubalpeh. Moshe Rabbeinu is the tzaddik who's like the bridge. He combines both. He's the one who gave us the Torah shebichsav. He's the one who Hashem handed over to him the written Torah. And he's also the one who began the oral tradition, the oral Torah. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai u'mesorah liYoshua, as we say in the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Ki kol Torah shebal peh, shem kol ha'svarim ha'kdoshim shemegalim etzos l'avodas Hashem yisborach, kulam klulim b'Torah shebichsav. Because the entire oral Torah, which consists of all the holy books that give advice as to how to serve Hashem, are all included in the written Torah. Ki leko midi delo remiza boi raisa. Because the Gemara says in Tainus that there is nothing in the Torah Shebal Peh that doesn't have a basis for it and a hint to it in the written Torah. Veze b'chinas kedusha Shabbos kviya v'kaima, b'chinas Moshe, sh'b'chinas ha-tzadik ha-godol shekvar zocho l'kedusha Shabbos b'shleimus. And this is the concept of the holiness of Shabbos, which is fixed. It's established. It represents Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the great tzaddik, who was zeichet to the fulfillment of Shabbos. Shemisham kol hakdushos. And Shabbos is the source from which all other holiness emanates from. Just like we say in Kiddush Friday night, Tchilo lemikroi kodesh. Shabbos is the first and the beginning of all the holidays. V'chol ho'etzois ha'gluyois v'hane'elomois shebechol sifrei ha'Torah k'dosha. And it's also the source and the foundation of all the advice, the available advice and the hidden advice that's found throughout all the books of the Torah. V'alkein mevorchan ha'chodesh mikoydem b'shabbos. This is why we bless the new month, the Shabbos before, ki kol kedushas Rosh Chodesh shu soid ho'ibur shu b'chinas ribuy hasforim ha'idei munas chachomim kanal nimshach mi Shabbos shekedushas l'kvi v'kam kanal. To teach us that the holiness of Rosh Chodesh, which is the soid ho'ibur, which is the concept of this multitude of books, holy books, it all draws its energy from Shabbos, whose holiness is fixed and established. Interesting to note that there's a machlokas in the Gemara on which day of the month the Torah was given on Mount Sinai, whether it's the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan. But the Gemara says all opinions agree, Torah b'Shabbos nitna, that it was given on Shabbos. Question is, what day of the month? So we see again the tremendous connection between the written Torah and Shabbos.